Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The next Nobel Peace Prize should go to the unnamed techie who took down the president's Twitter feed the other day for 11 minutes. I wouldn't encourage sabotage as a political statement, but I'm sure we all enjoyed that brief moment of online peace. Yes, social media and digital technology are everywhere, but I'm starting to get worried about the companies behind this ubiquity. Apple, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, Facebook. By some accounts, they're now the five biggest companies in the world by market value. They dominate the economy. They destroy our privacy. The truly scary thing is they're totally out of control. Consumers are powerless against them. So are competitors. Regulators, in the U.S. at least, are unwilling to restrain them. Just the other day, a congressional committee tried to grill lawyers from Google, Facebook, and Twitter. Why, the flannel mouths were asked, did they let Russia propagandize millions of American voters to throw the U.S. presidency to Moscow's favored candidate? No clear answers were elicited. No new laws are likely to result. Heck, the companies didn't even bother to send their big bosses to the hearing. In the old days, we had a solution for firms that got too big for our own good. Break them up. We dismantled de facto monopolies like Standard Oil, the railroads, AT&T. Since then, we've blocked thousands of mergers that would have harmed consumers. So why not apply antitrust law to the tech giants, the closest thing to monopolies we've seen in decades? Apple dominates smartphones and much of the computer space that Microsoft doesn't. Google owns search. Amazon accounts for nearly a third of all online sales. Facebook gets 80% of third-party ads on social media. The companies say they're big because they're good at what they do. Okay, but they also collect and use our data, the new world currency, without our knowledge or control. They set their own prices with little competition. Competition? Ha! They kill it. Startups are at a 40-year low, and the tech giants buy up just about any threatening newcomer. They also have some of the biggest lobbying outfits in Washington to protect their rackets. That's what monopolies do. After all, monopoly is power. We see that in government, too. That's why we have checks and balances. Right now, though, all three branches are controlled by a single party, which hates to regulate business. Lord Acton was right. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Time to break up these monopolies, corporate and political, while we still can. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.